The Alaska Democratic Party wants to allow nonpartisan candidates to run on the Democratic ballot in primary elections. And the party has filed a legal challenge to a state law that restricts the primary ballot to members only. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, some Republicans allege the Democrats are trying to pull a fast one.
State Democratic Party Chair Casey Steinau says Democrats want to open their ballot to be more inclusive, to welcome candidates who don't want to wear labels.
This allows folks who are clearly aligned with us, that have our values, who don't necessarily want to be pigeonholed into one political party, which is where I think Alaskans are these days, and it allows them the ability to go ahead and compete for our support.
Last month, the party changed its rules and asked the state to allow any unaffiliated candidate to appear on the Democratic ballot as long as they aren't registered with a different party. According to legal opinions the party obtained, the new rule is covered by the constitutional right to freedom of association. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, as head of the Division of Elections, rejected their request, citing a state law that says a candidate must be a party member to appear on that party's ballot. But Mallott says, from the opinions he's read, he thinks the Democrats are likely to win in court. And the lieutenant governor, a Democrat who won office arm in arm with independent candidate Bill Walker, says he thinks the party has the right idea.
I think that individuals in Alaska and everywhere in our system of democracy ought to be able to vote for the candidates that they might choose that are arrayed on a ballot.
But Mallott says a wide open primary without rules could cause confusion. Regardless, he says he had to follow state statute and reject the party's request. So to open their ballot, the Democrats will have to win in court. The Republican Party of Alaska has no official position yet on what the Democrats are trying to do. But Suzanne Downing, the Republicans' communication director, says she's talked to other people in her party and they believe the Democrats are trying to destroy the party system in Alaska.
Because they can't seem to win elections under their own flag, so they are trying to move into a situation where they sort of deceive voters into thinking that independents are truly independent when they're actually being supported by the Democratic Party.
Downing says the election of Governor Walker and Mallott was part of the strategy. Another sign of it, Downing says, is Margaret Stock, who is running for U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's seat as an independent, but she's hired a staffer fresh off Democrat Martin O'Malley's presidential campaign.
It seems to us that they're trying to run away from the Democratic brand because they haven't had success with it.
For the record, Stock says she's talked to both major parties. As an unaffiliated candidate, if Stock can't run in the Democratic primary, she'd have to gather signatures in a petition drive to appear on the November ballot. Steinau, the Democratic Party chair, says they're not trying to deceive or sneak secret Democrats into office.
I don't think that that's the case at all. I think it's actually the other way around. We're trying to make sure that we are as inclusive as possible and allow people to compete for our support. We're not asking them to run as Democrats. We're allowing them the opportunity to have the support of our party.
Juneau attorney Mark Choate filed the legal challenge in Superior Court late Monday. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.